Welcome to the tiny cupboard. Welcome to the tiny cupboard. Thank you so much. I know if you're new to this space, then this won't mean anything to you, but to our little tight-knit community that we have here, this may be the last Monday night improv that we do. Definitely not the last Stoner Morning Show ever. This night has been magical. I'm glad you guys are here. I'm just here to remind you that there's Purell up front. Bar support the venue. There's beers, waters. But right now, I'll put your hands together for Sean Wiggins and Ratching Pig.
All right.
Yes.
Give it up for Improv Night.
Improv Night.
How's everyone?
Long live the king.
Yeah. How's everybody feeling on holiday?
Snaps. Jazz snaps.
Everyone did everything they could to have fun on a 4-day weekend or 3-day. Huh?
It's 4 days.
I think.
If you can include Friday night. Friday night, you know how we
Who
do.
Had a 4-day weekend. Let's.
Anybody have a 4-day weekend?
We did. Yeah. All right. How was it?
It's
all right
here.
Yeah. All right.
Nice. You made it.
Better than 3 days, right? It's not a contest, but yeah.
Yeah. 3 days is good. 4 days is really good.
Yeah.
3 days is also really good.
7 days.
Wow. 7 day holiday. Come on.
Live it.
Shizzles.
Yeah, every day.
How do you do it, Shizzle? How do you always have just always on holiday? Give everyone else. You're the Tim Ferriss of this.
Yeah.
How do you figure 7 day holiday?
Don't rush.
So no matter what, just don't. If you don't rush, you're always on holiday. Learn from a movie, any movie.
Can I share a story about this gentleman?
Let's share a story about Shizzle.
Shizzle.fashion.
Shizzle.fashion.
We saw him Saturday. He was at the show that we did in Midtown.
Yes.
At one point after the show, he was on the other side of the room. He came all the way to my side of the room to grab me by the shoulders, and he said, looked me in the eye, and he said, "Sean, we don't make our bodies shit. Our bodies make us shit." And then he said, "Think about that," and then walked away, right?
Wow.
I can't stop thinking about it. He's right.
Wow. It's, yeah. That's scientific, that's Zen, that's Buddhist, that's...
Yeah, that could be an academic sort of like level research paper.
That's Buddhist and Buddhist. That's...
Yeah.
That's deep and real. Wow. this is cheap, but...
All right.
I saw a monastery for the first time the other day. I took a long walk yesterday, and I walked past a monastery in Brooklyn.
Yeah.
It was huge. It was very imposing.
What neighborhood?
It was heading towards Sunset Park.
Yeah.
A whole monastery.
Anyone know it?
And I really imagined Shizzle walking past that monastery and looking up at it and going, "Amateurs."
Yeah, I like that.
Beautiful.
I came up with an improv idea.
Okay.
This is improv night at Tiny Cupboard. There was improv shows earlier. If you weren't here, there were.
I'm always wondering, everyone in here knows what improv is, right? Raise your hand and there's no shame if you're curious.
You don't know.
If you don't quite know what improv is. Good. Okay.
All right. I came up with an improv idea. This is like an unstoppable move in some ways.
Whoa.
I feel like, you know, we've done improv before, and sometimes you're in a scene where it's too argumentative or angry, and it's like you don't know how to get out of it.
Yeah, you don't want to be in an argumentative scene.
No.
It's not the best.
Well, I mean, sometimes it works good, sometimes it doesn't.
Right.
But if it gets too weird, I came up with a great move. It's that you just say, "I'm tapping out, you win."
Ooh. Wow.
I'm tapping out, you win.
Mm-hmm.
right? Because then if they keep on going, it's just like, no, I tapped out. You won.
You won.
Let's move on.
Wow.
An unbreakable move, I think.
Yeah, it's unbeatable. I think that's a great one. Yeah. I'm tapping out, you win.
Right.
I wonder, I have two opposite thoughts floating in my mind. One is, where could you use that in real life?
Oh, wow. Okay. Well, I have kind of a response. What's your other thing?
And the other thing is there a way to make it even more obvious that you're tapping out? Is there a phrase you could say that's even more of a surrender? Could you surrender even more?
I think the beauty of saying tap out is that you could physically tap yourself out.
Yes. Yeah. You could.
And then be like, I'm done.
Yeah.
And that could be part of the scene, or that could be the actual performer saying that they're tapping out.
Okay.
All right. And here's the real world response.
Yes.
This is advice that a friend of mine gave me recently. She said that she was in a very difficult conversation, and she just said to the other person, where is this going?
Whoa.
And it like... yeah, it like...
That's
threw the gauntlet down, so to speak.
Where is this going?
Or it took the gauntlet off the ground.
Yeah, and picked it back up.
Yeah.
There's something on the tip of my tongue that I can't find that I want to be... I wish I was like...
Who has something to say?
Who has got something?
We're both speechless. Anyone have anything?
Shizzle is delighted by this
idea. This is a talk show, right? Yeah.
Where could this Shizzle... Do you have a place in your life that you want to apply, tap out, you win?
Yes. He's got one. That's all we need.
That's all we need. Good. Give it up for Shizzle, everybody.
Use it. Yeah. Report back to us. Let us know how it goes.
Let's see what I got to talk about here.
I have too much to talk about. I'm afraid to say.
All right. Well, listen, I want to say this. This is, as far as our Monday nights, it's true. This is our last show for Monday nights, our last Stoner Morning show. And so it's been a beautiful ride for those of you. Some of you are new to this show. Some of you have been with us a long time.
It's sounding sadder than it should.
There's deep emotion involved.
But there's emotion in the world,
There's been a lot happening, and we've had a lot of great moments on this show.
Yeah.
And I just want to take a look back at all the greatest moments of Stoner Morning Show. Hit it.
Yeah, roll that beautiful bean footage.
Oh shit, I remember that.
You see? That's right.
If you believe.
He's been to a lot of these shows. He sees it.
If you believe enough, you'll see it.
Right? Yeah, try harder. Even if you haven't been here before, just try to. You'll get something.
If anybody sees a clip up here that they really love, just go ahead and describe it.
The Christmas show.
What's the clip here that we were saying?
What happened then?
Reindeer and then
there's a dance.
That never happened.
But it felt like it did.
We've had Masha up here dancing.
That's what he was talking about.
We've had a dog up here dancing.
Masha was up here dancing.
Right.
There was a panda.
There was a guy dressed as a panda on stage.
We've had the animals we've had on stage are a dog and a panda.
Yeah.
That's all we've had. Any last clips?
It's like a real talk show. We've had animals on stage.
Yeah, we've had it all.
We haven't done cooking segments, but we've talked a lot about food. Shizzle has showed up here with food and eaten it in front of us.
Now that's a clip I want to bring up. Random Zakes.
Oh, fuck.
Random Zakes.
Yeah. Damn. If anybody has money and is interested in business ideas.
This is a business idea.
We came up with an idea where we're in a van.
Yes.
And we're going around to random businesses.
Yeah.
And we just walk right
in. Maybe the place you guys work. Maybe the place you work, sir.
Yeah.
You're at work.
We walk in uniform with one cake. You can have this cake for free.
Yep. That's it.
Free Zakes.
Yeah.
And then if you want more cakes, you could buy more from us.
You could buy more cakes.
And some of them might be infused with THC. Maybe not.
Maybe not. But the first cake.
The first cake.
We're just going to give it to you.
We just show up at our office. Hi, we have cake. Isn't that exciting?
Let me ask you, sir. Let me ask you. We show up to your place of work. You don't have to tell me where it is. But we show up to your place of work in the middle of the day.
And obviously, you know us, but pretend you don't know who we are.
Yeah, yeah. We show up. We hand you a beautiful, moist cake. And we say, this cake is yours. And you say, how much is it? And we say,
it's free.
Free.
Beautiful.
There it is. Right. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow. A random act of...
Yes. Everybody who's here could be involved. If anyone has a van, if anybody like can bake, if anybody was just like, yeah, I'll invest.
I have a sadness in my heart right now, just because I doubt that when we show up to somebody's random job with a beautiful random cake, that's a beautiful gesture.
Right.
I don't know that many people will receive that cake, look us both in the eye and say, beautiful.
I don't know.
That's maybe the best reaction we could possibly get.
We have to market test it. All right, well, I have another business idea for me.
Beautiful.
That I think if Random Zakes doesn't get take off, because there's too many moving parts, this is something I could do easily. I'm going to start a business where you can pay me to be mad at me. No shouting, no physical touching.
No.
But you can be mad at me.
Wow.
And then here's the kicker. I'm going to meet up with you, and then I'm going to tell them they can be mad at me, and then I'm going to have to be like, what are you mad at me about?
Mm.
And then let's, like...
Let's talk about it.
Yeah.
Wow.
And guess what? So you also pay up front, there's no refunds, because if you're dissatisfied, you could be mad at me.
Ah.
What the fuck did I pay for? And I'm like, yeah.
Wow. And then
carry this anger with you, but hopefully we talked about something and you're not angry about that anymore. But be angry at me and tell your friends.
It's failsafe. That's a failsafe. Wow.
Yeah.
You've built the what did they call it? The better mousetrap. That's beautiful.
I think maybe.
All right.
Yeah. Any questions or comments? Hey, and I'll give friends a deal.
Yeah. If you need somebody to be mad at,
you can be mad at me, but like I'll give friends a deal.
Sometimes,
this can't happen for free.
No.
See, now partly this idea came up because the other day I went to a party with a friend. I didn't know a lot of people there. Somehow people were mad at me. We were in the woods. I was like, hey, does anybody know where the trash can is? And everyone was mad that I was asking. It's like, what the fuck? But now if I meet people, they're like, what do you do for a living? Oh, I let people pay me so they can be mad at me. Now they can't be mad at me because then they're going to have to start paying.
Oh. We're going to fact checker Anya, who's also a guest later.
Future guest, yes.
Why are the cakes free, but the anger costs something?
Yeah.
That's a question to ask yourself.
Take that.
You know what? I bet that question has a great answer. I don't know what it is, but Random Zakes is free. Yeah. First one.
Zakes are free.
The anger you gotta pay for.
The best zakes in life are free.
Yeah. That's why. Yeah.
All right.
Write that down as well. I forget what you said earlier.
A random act of patience.
Yeah. And write down what Ralph said as well.
Yeah.
Okay. That's good too.
There's also a band named Cake.
No affiliation. Give it up for them.
All right. Should we do our first guest?
Yeah, let's do it.
I did not ask. I meant to, and I did not ask this guest how to say their name. Do you know?
Danit Sibbs.
That's wrong.
Oh, okay. Well, she's going to tell jokes, and then we'll have a discussion, and then she can correct us whenever she wants.
Yes. She's going to tell you her real name.
Microphone.
This is yours.
It's Danit Sibbs, should I say, for the camera. Thank you, thank you. I love when comedians always get it wrong, and also, like, especially not you guys, because, you know, you I just met in person today, and you I met when you came to my apartment to help me with my stuff.
Yeah.
But it's weird when I know someone for a few months, and then they're like, "Dang it, what's up?" And it's like, how do I fucking correct them?
Yeah.
I had to get rid of a hairdresser that way. She, like, didn't say my name for a whole year. Yeah. And then all of a sudden, I was like, "Dad," and I was like, "I was young. I was embarrassed. Now I don't give a fuck. You know, I'm just, you know, thank you. Like, who cares?" I'm like, "What do I want to talk about?" So I started getting more into roast comedy. Like, I didn't know until I started doing roast battles that I look transgender. The thing is that, like, if I was trans, like, do you think that this is, like, the boob job I would ask for? Like, I'm not, like, you know, give me that small-breasted Jew look. That's what I'm looking for. It's a new one. Thanks for laughing, you know. Anyway, I actually just, I run a stoner comedy talk show called The Hot Box. So it's nice to be here. And thank you for having me on your last show. Because, like, I don't normally do stand-up in front of, like, such a high crowd. Like, The Hot Box is also, like, a talk show, you know. So it's interesting because I'm super-duper fucking high. I have a pillow that I bring with me on the train because I have a neck injury. And I thought, I literally went to transfer trains on the way here. And I was like, "Oh man, I knew this was gonna happen one day. I would fucking leave this pillow. Thank God I have physical therapy in the morning. I'll just buy another one from them." And then I literally look at my arm and it's hanging from my arm. And then I said, "I was high. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready for the Stoner Morning Show." Yeah, so I have a herniated disc in my neck. I finally have a medical excuse not to get blowjobs. Yes. I've been waiting for this all my life. Actually, at the Hot Box on Saturday night, Dory Dimples, if you know her, she kept on being like, "You must be bad." And I was like, "No, I'm just fucking tired. I'm 38 years old. I can't be sucking all these dicks forever. I want to just get one good big one and stick to it." You know, you see a pencil one, you're disappointed. You see like my ex-boyfriend, only semi-hard all the time one, that's very sad too. I can't be sucking on those flaccid dicks. Yeah, I mean, it's true. I'm glad I could fuck around with you guys. No, you need it to be rock hard like cement, you know, concrete. Because when you're 30s, fun fact, I can come from penetration alone. What? Fucking crazy. Never could do that in my 20s. Like, there's nothing that makes me want to ever hook up with a 26-year-old. Like, he's definitely not going to go down on me for 20 minutes. I need, like, a full 20 minutes, you know? And then I may return the favor. No, 26-year-olds, like, they can still be, like, lifting you up in the air. Like, that hurts, dude. That hurts. That hurts. That hurts. I'm not going to say his name, but he went to Binghamton with me. I went to Binghamton University. Obviously. I'm a Jew from Long Island that likes to smoke weed. I went to Binghamton. I should be their poster child. What else do I want to talk about? I was dating someone. We're not dating anymore. You think it's because I farted on him by accident? Good read. No, it didn't smell. It was just a loud one when I laughed too hard. It came out at the same time. Yeah, it happened. That's not why we're not together. Yeah, it's because I got to level up a little bit. I love him as a human, but not as a, you know, bank account. I'm a lawyer during the day, so I'd like someone of equal. Yeah, it's fucking nuts, and I do this right being recorded. It's because weed is legal. That's why. I don't care. I didn't start letting this stuff be recorded until weed was legal. You know what I mean? I know the law. I went to law school. All I need is another guy to tell me he knows it. My favorite thing, this really happened, is when a guy was like fighting with me about the law. And then he's like, "Well, I'm not an expert or anything." And I was like, "I am, actually. I am. I am. I am. Yeah, but not in anything. Whatever. I do personal injury defense. I'm not going to do that joke here because it's being recorded. but here's a question for you. You ever, are you in your 20s? Okay. Where are you, where do you grow up?
DC.
Did you grow up in the suburbs or in the district?
Chevy Chase.
Okay, so you definitely know what I'm talking about. No, it's important. Do you ever look at a guy's face and just like know that he cries when he comes?
Yeah.
That's every guy in a law firm. Like, no one walks into a law firm and is like, oh, I want to fuck these guys, you know? Because one's going to commit sexual assault and then just get out really easily, you know? He knows every attorney. And he's super pale and wears boat shoes in Connecticut. It's a type, you know. You look at Chevy Chase. You know exactly. Brett Kavanaugh. That's what I'm talking about, you know.
Yeah,
nobody wants to fuck him. He's crying like a little bitch. Nobody wants to fuck that shit. Okay, thanks for my time, guys. Now we're going to talk a little bit. I sit here.
Yeah.
Good up for Denis, everybody. That's it.
Denis. We've already learned.
Right.
So much.
Yeah, that's good.
Sean, is Denny the first lawyer that we've had on stage with us?
Maybe.
Yeah. I mean, ideally, I don't do it forever, you
sure.
know? Tommy can't pay the bills yet.
Yeah. Hopefully, everyone will know the law in the future. Problem solved.
Yeah, nobody knows the law.
How hard is it? Is it to know the law?
Oh my God, I don't know the law.
Oh shoot.
Oh, man.
I research things all the time. The difference is, because I'm a woman, I admit that like, oh, we should research this, you know?
Yeah.
I might not know the answer. Actually, the men that I work for are pretty like that too.
I tell Anya all the time at home, don't research shit, I know the answer.
Oh yeah, did it work out?
No. Fact checker Anya has a question.
Question or answer, yes.
As a legal expert, how do you feel about the
Heard
death trial?
Oh,
I knew you were
going to
ask about
that. What do you think about the Heard
death
trial?
Let's get into it.
And like I'm ready to go. I actually haven't been watching it, but I have been hearing things from other people. Like one of my best friends, she's a stay-at-home mom.
Yeah.
So her kids go to daycare and she just watches it every single day.
Right.
I'm like, oh my God. So she updates me. So nothing I say, you know, whatever. I don't want to, because I personally haven't been watching, but I have some opinions.
You have third-hand knowledge.
Third-hand, yeah.
Yes.
It's just, like, not admissible,
right.
You know? So, but, like, I think, okay, and even just personally, not as a legal expert, I think they are both out of control. Like, I don't think that this
Agreed.
Needs to happen. And, like, he looks terrible. Oh my God,
yeah.
Johnny Depp. Not that he was not even my type originally, but now, ugh, geez, he looks rough.
Yeah.
Like, wow, drugs, like hard drugs.
In the court of public opinion, they're both out of control.
Yes.
Johnny Depp looks rough.
And she doesn't have any evidence, and she's like made up stories. I don't know. The thing that sucks, honestly, I wonder what you think about this, because it's like, if she really is a lying, you know, psycho bitch, whatever. But, like, it's so bad for women that this is televised because, like, I feel like in not just men, women also, that, like, they'll be like, well, women can lie. And, like, it's statistically the percentage of women that lie about, like, rape and assault are so low that, like, it's not a concern
right.
of the police. And I'm sorry, we're getting really serious.
No,
like,
it's
and
okay.
Amber Heard, like, fucks it up for us because if she's really, like, lying about all this shit.
I have an opinion that agrees with that but states
okay.
it in a different way. But I think it's good because
yeah.
I think there's nothing that we have to learn about millionaires fighting about a bad relationship.
Yeah.
Like there's no, we can't get any good lessons out of this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's not great for society.
Right.
Every time I have the urge to watch it, I just put on Pirates of the Caribbean because that's what I really want to be watching. I had the desire and I'm like, oh no, it's because I want to see this.
Ed Wood is a good movie. That Ed Wood movie is
Ed Wood,
good.
Yeah.
Love them all, yeah. I don't know, what's going on with your summer? Have you already started making summer plans? Like, let's get excited, right?
Yeah. I actually, right before this, I did make a summer plan. My friend was over, and we booked Asbury Park, New Jersey for a week in August.
Home of Bruce Springsteen, the boss, come on.
Yeah.
All right, I'm alone, I guess.
The problem is the Hamptons and all that shit, because I want one time, just one time, to go to the Hamptons. Like a badass bitch and like run into a housewife from Bravo.
Yeah.
And it's so expensive. This is why they go and normal people don't.
Yeah.
She's a teacher, so she's off, but, or an educator, or a guidance counselor, college admissions counselor, something like that.
Yeah.
But I would take a week off. Like, we were looking at Monday through Friday, so we're like, oh, well, maybe it can happen.
Yeah.
Because it's not
going to the Hamptons.
Economical.
No. Very expensive. Unless you want to stay in a motel, which I'm like not really down for.
What's one part of your Hamptons experience that we can fulfill right now? What's one thing you dream of happening at the Hamptons that we could do in this room right now?
There is something, I believe.
No one's a housewife, you know.
Shoot. Any housewives out here?
It's my real dream. Real housewives on Bravo.
Anybody dreaming of being a housewife and want to practice it right now?
Like, I'd love to run into, Sonia, number one. Sonia Sokolow.
Who?
Where did you see her?
I went to her show and I've been to things. Yeah. Oh, no, I went to it when it was at the Asylum on 26th, the old UCB.
Hey, well, this was pretty good.
Yeah, there we go. We got something.
Yeah, this is good.
I don't know what your experience was, but mine was literally her drunk ass being carried from point to point on the stage by two gay guys.
Yeah.
Like, that's... I'm like, she didn't move this entire show. It's their show. They're the stars, and they just carry her around.
Did she show you her underwear?
Kind of, yeah. So that must be her thing, but, like, they literally... I mean...
Sounds choreographed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe she wasn't drunk.
Maybe she wasn't. I don't know. It's Sonia.
Who is this person we're talking about? What's the name?
Real Housewives of New York.
Somebody
Sonia Morgan.
Real Housewives.
She is a Morgan, goddammit. She's been divorced from JP Morgan forever and, like, still is, you know, obsessed with being a Morgan. What'd you say? Yeah.
Yeah, more like Captain Morgan, totally.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
She likes the sauce.
Yeah.
Right, is that the right phrase?
Yeah, that's good.
I want to know, I feel like I run into a lot of, as a New Yorker, you're constantly running into people from Long Island. I've never lived the Long Island life. I feel like, what is a part of living on Long Island that I wouldn't know about that is integral? I want you to bring
me
into that world.
Where did you grow up, though?
I grew up in Brooklyn and in Florida, in the Gulf Coast of Florida.
Was it suburban, though, in Florida? So
in Florida, it was suburban.
Experience.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah,
maybe
I had a suburban.
You got it in suburban Florida.
Yeah.
That could be, but I want verification.
I mean, like, because I haven't lived on Long Island. I mean, I went away to college, and I did live at home during law school. But I, like, was in the city a lot. So, like, when I think about Long Island in that way, I think about high school. Mm. And, like, the ultimate Long Island high school experience is drinking and smoking in parking lots at night.
Mm. You didn't do that in Florida.
I didn't do that in Florida, no.
That's the ultimate.
Wow.
Like, sitting in a parking lot of... I shouldn't say this, and I'm a lawyer now.
Say it.
You're sitting sometimes in the parking lot of the school, you know, at night on the weekends, and, like, you're just getting
drinking a beer.
Yeah, I mean.
Or a Cosmo.
Was there
driving around if you didn't have, like, a house to hang out in? Like, we would drive in Michelle Tepperman's car. We called it the POS, piece of shit, because it literally was falling apart. But she was the first one to get her license. So we would hop. That's why my show is called The Hot Box, because I don't talk to any of these people anymore, but I have these fond memories of laughing and being high at that young, wonderful age, that, like, when I was thinking of a name for the show and, like, how I want people to feel. Wow. That was pretty deep, my friend.
Yeah.
You went there.
The Hot Box.
I feel like I'm in Michelle Tepperman's car right now.
I went to a high school party once. It was in a backyard, and somebody handed me a beer, the hosts of the party.
Yes.
And then the guys parents came home.
Oh, shit.
And then he was like, oh, my parents said we could stay. But then he was like, oh, but there's no more beer. And so I was drinking the one beer he handed out. And everyone was mad at me because, like, Sean drank the only beer. And I was like, Wait a minute. Handed the only beer.
You got to go back and figure out each of those people at that party and you got to charge them because you don't work for free.
That's right.
You don't work for free.
So they're going to be mad at me. They got to pay.
They got to. Okay.
So the hot box.
Please tell people how to find it.
Yeah.
How to find the hot box.
Okay. So follow me on Instagram, Danit Sibs. DanitSibs. Also, the Hot Box has its own page, thehotbox.nyc, at thehotbox.nyc. This Saturday, I'm doing a show in Bushwick, so in like less than a week.
Hello.
At Unruly Collective. We're taking over the backyard. I have a live DJ. I have a dab bar. I have a donut girl with the spring of sandwich maker to make donut sandwiches.
Wow.
And I have like all these other vendors. It's super, super fun. And like the DJ thing is also great because they have a bar there and we're gonna stay. Like the show starts at 8, it ends between 9:30, 9:45, maybe 10 if we're really talking a lot. But then we could stay till like 12,
right,
and hang out, have another drink, get another dab bar. So that'll really be fun. And that's like really where you can find me.
Nice.
That's fantastic.
Awesome. Yeah.
Hit that dab bar. Give it up for Danit, everybody.
Thanks for having me.
Woo. Donut sandwiches. Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I love it. Shout out Michelle Tepperman.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah.
How are you all feeling out there? Anybody have any questions or things they want to interject at this point?
It's not an interjecting crowd. Not tonight. That's
all
cool.
Right.
I have a boring story about a chair I got for free on Facebook.
I've heard part of the story, and I want to hear the ending of it.
Well, I'm mad about it in some ways, and I can't stop thinking about it. But I found a person on Facebook in my neighborhood who was giving away two chairs. They looked great. I need two chairs to match each other in my place.
Okay.
Because everything in my place really doesn't match each other, but everything in my place has something else that it matches.
Got it.
So it's fine.
Yeah.
Anyway, I got a lead on these two free chairs. I message her. I'm like, I'm in. I'm heading that way. I get to her building. Somebody is walking out with one chair.
Come on. Come on.
She said she was giving away two. Yeah. So then I go upstairs. I'm like, hey, maybe this isn't my chair. I go up there, and there's just one chair sitting outside of her apartment. I'm like, damn it, I didn't want to take it now.
But you took it.
Yeah.
You took the chair.
I also got yelled at by the doorman as I was walking in, because they were like, she's supposed to fill out paperwork for moving furniture out of the elevator. I was like, I've never met her before.
Yeah.
I'll tell her if I see her. I didn't see her. The chair was just sitting in the hallway. So I carried it home, angry. I couldn't get a ride share car because there was a street fair. I had to walk it home.
What is your chair carrying technique?
Oh, I put it over my shoulder.
That's,
Yeah.
I mean,
because if you held it up by the bottom, it would spin. It was a spinning chair. So it's like, I found the best way to carry it.
Wait a minute. How are you going to carry two of those chairs?
I would have figured it away.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right.
Anyway, it's pretty great. I shouldn't be mad. It was free, but I thought I was going to get two. I have no reason to be angry.
I think it's fine for you to be mad unless you're going to be mad at someone, in which case they got to bill you.
Yeah. No, I got it. I'm not mad at anybody. I'm just, I don't know.
All right. This is the last thing I got to talk about.
And then we'll bring up Anya, yeah.
Yes, it's a big deal to me. Today is Memorial Day. We all know that.
Yep.
I appreciate everyone who's chosen not to be at a barbecue to be here at this show.
Yeah.
Did everyone have barbecue earlier today?
Yesterday.
Had some barbecue. Okay. Had some barbecue. I feel like Shizzle looks like he's still feeling. Shizzle is like... nice. What was the best thing you had yesterday? What did you have? Rum pie. Okay.
All right.
You can't barbecue that.
Already.
It barbecued you. It's
like, we can't make the body shit. The body makes us
shit. Can't make the body shit. All right. This is so today I was walking here. I took a long walk to get to Tiny Cupboard. There's a lot of sidewalk barbecuing that I'm into. I love that people are celebrating.
Right.
Playing it's
fun to walk by.
Loud reggae music. It's not fun to walk by. Because this is why. People are on the sidewalk barbecuing and they should have all paid me because they're looking at me with mixed emotions because they know I'm not one of their friends and I'm not part of their family.
Yeah.
And I'm walking very close to a party.
So they're giving you uninviting glances.
Right. They're giving me glares like, why the fuck are you so close to my cousin? You can't have a burger. Okay. That's the look they're giving me. But inside, these are reasonable people.
Yeah.
They also know they're on a public sidewalk. And they're having their parties spilled out on the public sidewalk. They're cooking there.
They're breaking the law, right, Denise?
Yes.
Okay. They know they're breaking a law, and then I'm lawfully allowed to walk on this sidewalk.
Yeah.
Okay? It's a conflict. There's a conflict going on in their mind, okay?
Right. Help me, Howard. This is a Help Me, Howard segment.
I don't know how to describe the confluence of emotions and thoughts that are going on in these people's faces.
Right.
So I think what's better for me to do is, anybody who wants to, you can walk across the stage as if it's Sean and I's sidewalk.
Yeah.
And we're going to look at you the way I was looked at walking here today.
We're
going
to pass that on.
Yeah. So anybody who wants, just walk across the stage. Walk from here to here.
Be careful.
Yeah, be careful. And Sean and I will give you the look, the mix of emotions and thoughts that were happening.
All right. Black Max is up first. Here we go.
Black Max is just a pedestrian is walking.
That feel accurate?
Yeah. Hey, Sean seems happy.
No.
It's a lot of emotions.
I was mixing things.
There's mixing.
Right?
Okay.
He did mix.
Yeah, I did mix. Yeah.
Anybody else? Yeah. Shizzle.
These burgers are awesome.
Great burgers. Anybody else? We'll do one more. If anybody else wants to walk across and feel a real experience. Mm. Come on. We'll only be upset with you. Yeah, good.
All right.
Yeah, come from the other side.
Okay, that's fucking scary.
Well, you got a mix still. I was scary, but Ralph was doing whatever he was doing.
So yeah.
Still a mix.
Anybody else? I know. I feel like there's an urge to feel it. I do an East Flatbush walk barbecue walk by authentic.
Pretty good.
There you go.
All right. Yeah.
Give it up, everybody, for a real experience.
That was a segment called Accurate Emotions, Real Experience, or Mixed Emotions.
Mixed Emotions, Real Experience.
We all lived it. Even if you didn't walk up here, you did live it.
Yeah, you lived it. You felt it. Yeah. Does that resonate with you? Did it resonate? Good.
All right.
If you didn't walk by, you're going to have to wait. If you wanted to come up and walk and you didn't, you're going to have to wait till next Memorial Day.
That's
you're going to have to walk through East Flatbush. To feel that.
Time has passed.
You did it. You did it perfectly.
I thought you said you're supposed to walk.
Oh, no.
Now it's
true. Yeah.
All right.
A lot of uncles giving me bad looks.
Yeah. All right. Let's have Anya Jones to tell
Fact checker jokes. And my love, Anya Jones, come up do some jokes.
Take us out. Final guest.
Final zest.com. Before we start really briefly, I do just want to say $0 due at signing, 0% down. This car is free. All right. Thank you very much. That's a joke for Ralph. So. I I'm from Russia. I was born and raised in Russia. Is that a woo or a boo? Oh, cool. Thanks. Because it could really go either way. And I want to say, you know, there's a lot of shit going on. But I am here to invade your hearts. Get your defenses down, because I'm penetrating, all right? And you know that once Russia starts penetrating, you know, your defenses are futile. And I do feel a lot like Russia. Like, I, the person, feel like the country because I'm large and mostly unknown and untamed and mostly just alone in the West. Just alone and sad in the West. And if you think that I can just come to New York City, you know, and feel totally comfortable here, walk right out the tarp you walked in through. Because I don't know if you can tell immediately. Other Russian people can spot me, but I'm a large soul. I am a huge, and I'm pink. And when I say pink, I mean soft. I mean really pink. I mean I am soft, and I am tender, and I am really just, you can blow in my direction, and the little hairs that I'm covered in, they'll bristle, you know, and I'll like it a little bit, but if you blow too hard, it'll hurt, and I'm sensitive. I mean, I'm a sensitive, sensitive soul, you know, a big Russian old soul, and you guys are the West. The West, 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 and you guys hurt. I mean it hurts. I mean, you guys are all European in your brain, and it's scary. It is scary. I don't feel comfortable. What is a human right? Explain it to me. As a Russian person, this is... You guys invented this shit. I don't know what's going on. Can somebody explain to me the difference between a human right and a law? Just call it a law! Just... Because the West always does shit like that. It's like, this is a thing, you know, but now it gets a moral name. Now it's, you know, it's like, this is a law, but it's really a God-given law. What does that even mean? God wants there to be whatever the shit there is. Okay, all right. Well, anyways. And you guys choose your own president, and it's fun to watch. I mean, it's like American football. Like, if you ever see an immigrant watching American football trying to figure it out, it's, no matter how many times you explain it, is what is going on? They stopped again? Why are they moving back? It's weird. And you choose your presidents based on whether or not you feel like you like them. And usually it's, you know, they have like a nice head of hair or they don't or something, you know? And I don't really understand that because I don't even like my boyfriend. I don't, you know, and that has nothing to do with anything. Because my grandma told me, you know, you'll love him later. Just get the best guy now. Find the best man that you can possibly find and start showing him your titties fast. And that's what you're supposed to do. And I said, Grandma, what about love? What about, because you guys poisoned me with this shit. What about true love, Grandma? And she said, you're going to love him in 30 years when he hasn't been beating you and sleeping with your friend. You're going to love him so much in 30 years. And I do, because, listen, we went on our first date April 1st, 2000-something. It was... This man is so unpleasant. Deeply, deeply unpalatable, all right? And it so happens that for the last 5 years, he's been bringing out the best in me. What am I supposed to do about that? You know what I'm saying? You get the best dude. Because, okay, here's a good example of some Anya behavior, all right? I'll say, this is what I'll say every now and then to Ralph. I'll say, hey, did you see that good thing that I did the other day? Because I usually do the, I'd usually make this mistake, but you called me out on it, and this time I did the right thing, so I get credit. You better remember, you better notice that I did the right thing. And he'll say to me, he'll say, Anya, I don't really think of things as credit, and I don't like to think of us owing each other anything, because really, you're my partner and my lady, and you don't owe me a thing.
Damn.
And my response is, if you think you're gonna get out of giving me my credit, you got another goddamn thing coming, because I got it written down in the book. Book of knowledge. My name is Anya Jones. Thank you so much.
Anya Jones, everybody. Let's talk about love or something else. You just hiked the Appalachian Trail for 2 weeks. Welcome back.
Oh, that's true. I did. Thank you.
Living in the woods.
That dog's still tired. Look at that dog.
Yeah, that dog's tired.
Masha was with you.
Dog's been in the mountains.
The mountain didn't destroy you, though.
No, man. It felt like it would, but it. I got stronger.
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah. Big time.
I got a question, because you went hiking with your dad. You live a life where you've been hiking on the outdoors a lot. You've gone hiking a bunch of times with your dad, sometimes with his dog. You just went this time with Masha.
Yeah.
You were out in the Appalachians hiking in wilderness. You saw a bear. You saw all these different kinds of things. I've never done that in my life. I've gone on like hikes in Prospect Park, but I've never gone out in nature and hiking.
Yeah.
Here's the question I have. Did you drink Mountain Dew out there?
This is what I mean, by the way.
It's a valid.
This is exactly what I'm talking about.
It is a valid question.
Did you drink any Mountain Dew out there?
No, I drank the unfiltered water from the stream, and I feel like I have a bacterial infection.
Ooh.
Did you just think of that joke?
Code Red? Did you drink any Code Red? Mountain Dew Code Red?
You need to stop.
All right.
It might help your
Good
stomach.
Question.
If you're worried about bacteria, it might help.
I definitely got something going on.
Got it.
It's been 2 weeks since I got back. It's not getting better.
All right.
It's not contagious. He hasn't gotten it.
No, yeah. I don't think that was a groan for them. I think that was a groan.
It was
a
empathy and something.
It was empathy.
I got Shizzle empathy. Looks confused. You ever had like a food poisoning or something?
Does not look confused. It looks like he's thinking of something that it might be a thought that isn't fully formed for another week or two. But it's gonna be Max.
I think he's thinking,
mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a good point.
We don't have an answer for that.
I'll let you know when I'm better.
Any summer plans? You already went on an incredible life-affirming nature adventure.
The summer plan is, time to really buckle down. I'm trying to write and perform just as much as I can. Keep these jokes hot and coming to you.
I'm trying to stay put.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you.
I really admire anybody ever in their lives said to themselves, and I'm asking, I really want to know, said to themselves, listen, it's time to buckle down.
Oh.
Anybody ever said that to themselves and it did work out?
Oh.
And it did work out? These are real human beings. I can't do this. I can't do it. How did you, what's your secret?
I said it in high school a lot and I never really.
Never happened.
Yeah.
How did you figure out how to buckle down?
What happened?
I never stopped.
Damn.
Wow. Shit.
Can I ask Black Max a question?
Yeah.
Sure.
Have you ever considered just changing it to Blacks?
Shortening Black Max to Blacks?
Yeah.
We're just asking if you thought about it.
No, I haven't thought about it. It's people have seen me in the phones there.
As Blacks?
Wow.
All right. Well, good.
But then we can't know if they were just being racist.
Has anybody else thought about changing their name? Legit. Yeah.
Anybody thought about changing
Or what you go by?
One of my first rapper names, it might have been my first, was Captain Nemo.
Damn.
Why did you laugh like that?
Wait, tell him the other one.
What? Is Young Nemo, Captain Nemo.
No. Nope.
Esquire the Great.
Esquire the Great. That's really good. I've got a good name.
The lawyer, a lawyer over there, Denny, what do you think of Esquire the Great?
That's her rap name.
Exactly.
I've got a good one.
Yeah.
Gas Station Sushi.
Gas Station Sushi? That's a good rap name.
For as an MC, or as like a DJ.
Yeah.
That's my DJ.
Oh, I got a...
Gas Station Sushi?
Yeah.
That's hard, right?
Yeah.
That's a hard
name. I got a rap
name. I didn't say my beats were good.
Yeah. They're there, though.
Yeah. They might be kind of rotten. I don't know. It might be very...
As advertised.
Yeah.
My beats aren't good, but they're there.
Yeah.
I got a rap name.
What is it?
I'm Little Oatmeal.
Little Oatmeal. Wow.
It's good, too.
And your first album will be called Steel Cut.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Holy shit. Ralph just chair danced.
Stoner morning show, more like evening baller show. Come on,
yeah.
Man.
Yeah.
It's too much hip hop.
I have two temporary roommates at the moment. You know both of them. Two people who are crashing with me.
Yep.
Who are they?
Huh?
Who are they?
Zarif and Valerie.
Oh, cool.
Good friends of ours.
You know her. Anyway, we were watching Kitchen Nightmares. That's their joy. They're like, Sean, we gotta watch Kitchen Nightmares. And we came up with an idea where we open a restaurant.
Padurtha?
No. We open a restaurant, and it is a legit nightmare. Like, we have menus, but and you order food and it never comes. But it's performance art.
Mm.
You're seeing like the meltdown of a wait staff right in front of you. You're allowed to bring in food, but you pay to come in. And it's like dinner theater, but it's a bad dining experience.
But you can bring in your own food. How do you feel about this idea, Anya?
I think there might be people that enjoy it, but I'm having anxiety imagining it.
Yeah, we wouldn't let you in.
Thank you.
You would enjoy this.
What's your?
I catch anxiety so easily.
Yeah.
Describe a euphoric dining experience for yourself.
You're cacking my mouth. I'm joking. Okay. A euphoric dining experience.
Yeah.
You mean not just the food?
The whole thing, the food, the restaurant.
If the question's too hard, you can call pass.
I mean, this is probably a cliche for a reason, but just my grandma's kitchen.
Mm. Mm.
Just the home I grew up
outside
in.
Outside of Moscow.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Share with, you got a question? What do you got?
Yeah. When you were on the trail,
did
you eat Po Man stew?
Did you?
No, what's Po Man stew?
Yeah, what is it?
It's where you take tin foil and you just put everything in it, like water.
Oh, yeah.
And then it turns into
oil. Yeah, I've done that.
You did that?
Cool.
Yeah, you just kind of mix a bunch of shit.
Maybe that's why your stomach is a gazebo right now.
Walk around Po Man stew, maybe.
Well, that's Po Man stew. That's the only thing that's safe because you're boiling everything.
Your stomach is a Gigi Allen concert, right?
Zing! Wow.
I need like that, Rich.
Yeah.
Who asked who else?
Oh man, let's tell it.
I think I know the answer, but
tell the story.
Yeah.
Oh, me?
I feel like you remember better than I did. Everything was a nervous blur for me.
It was my... I worked at a different theater in Manhattan, a kind of cool hop-in improv theater in Manhattan. This was like 5 years ago at this point. It was my first day on the job. And
Catch him young.
On the prowl, yeah.
A nerd walks in. And that is... one of the things Ralph has asked me, like, what was my first impression of him? And I thought he was I thought he worked with computers. Like, I thought he was like an IT guy, maybe. And he came in to buy a ticket to a show that is still like our favorite show, my favorite show at the time, his favorite show at the time. He came very early. So we got to chat a little bit because I was very new to New York City, so I was open to talking to everybody. And he asked me out. I blew him off for like a few months.
What? But
then it came together.
It came together. Nice. It's the name of the book that you'll co-write.
Yes.
Together. About your relationship. I don't know. Was that anything? Any closing thoughts?
Yes. Is that enough? Was that all the details you wanted?
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a bit. I don't know how it is for 8 months that you just keep showing up for all of them.
Not eight. It was like two. No. He came to the theater a lot.
He was a regular at the theater.
Yes.
You'd see him randomly.
Actually, the reason I ended up agreeing to the date is after I saw him perform for the first time, I was like, this man's on fire. Wow. It was like, because he's an amazing performer.
I had lit myself on fire.
So I kind of thought he was like maybe just a normal dude. And then I saw him do improv and I was like, whoa, stellar. I need that.
Let me tell you something, gentlemen. That story will never occur again in nature. Never again in nature will this story occur.
One time deal.
One time.
Yep.
That's it. I lucked out.
Damn.
That's my girl.
Oh, he came to my house.
Oh, nice.
I think we stayed up all night. I lived on like around Coney Island at the time, and we went for a walk along the boardwalk and just kept talking and talking and talking.
I came to her house, and then I came in my own house. I was sent home early. I'm sorry.
Yeah, zing. Random zakes.
Random zakes. Yeah. All right. Let Anya tell everybody how they can find you and find your comedy and follow you.
Oh, I'm at Anya Jones on Instagram, Jones with a zero, A-N-Y-A-J-0-N-E-S. And I have a website. If you're interested in doing stand-up or doing improv or anything like that, on my website, lifeofanya.com, you can find a list and a map of all the open mics and improv jams in New York City.
Yeah. All the ones that you found. Not everyone. Not every single one.
Wow.
Working
that's
on
a,
it.
That's a great point. You're yeah. correct.
Yes.
But I always make sure to say that it is actually all of them.
Oh, okay.
I over-advertise.
Good.
But you're right.
Smart.
Lie.
Technically, cool. Technically correct.
Yes.
Yeah. All right.
It's a pretty good list. It's pretty comprehensive. You're doing it. Kicking ass. Give it up, everybody, for fact checking. Oh, last thought.
I just had a thought, and I can't be wrong, probably be wrong, but on my mind, okay? Stomach, bowel.
Yeah.
I was kind of thinking that.
What?
There's a suggestive look on your face. I don't know what it is, and yet I do know.
Oh, I'm not pregnant, but thank you.
What a look of hope.
I guess I could be, but I really don't think that I am.
Yeah.
The chances are very low.
What? Ladies and gentlemen, randomzakes.com.
Give it up for
Anya.
Give it up for the circle of life. Give it up for
Anya, everybody.
Yeah. All right. And thanks for being here. This was... Anything to close with?
Thank you for all who've been with us on this journey. This is our last Monday Night Stoner Morning Show. I will live forever in your hearts. I assure you of it.
Yeah.
All right. I'm Ralph.
This is Sean. We'll be in your hearts at some point in the future. You look for us and we'll be there.
Yeah, okay. Yes.
Thank you, everybody.
All right, we love you. God bless you. Good night.